The Wisconsin DNR Steve Hoffman says they've been working with the village of Grantsburg on it for the last several years. He says they've educated people to keep food, bird feeders, and trash away from bears and even relocated them. But Hoffman says they keep coming back, so now they're exploring several options to hunt, harvest, or trap them.
You're not going to eliminate them from the village, but just to reduce the numbers in the area here and try to reduce that contact between people and bears.
But Hoffman says other solutions may exist. Village trustee Diane Barton says they're holding a meeting on Monday.
To look at every option that's left available to us.
A spokeswoman for Friends of the Wisconsin Wolf and Wildlife says the village should explore preventative measures to reduce conflicts between bears and residents. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio. The Wisconsin DNR has worked with Grantsburg residents to keep food, bird feeders, and trash away from bears to limit conflicts with limited success. Large carnivore specialist Dave McFarland says they're trying to reduce numbers in the northwestern portion of the state.
In response to relatively high nuisance and bear conflict activity.
The DNR set a goal to harvest 1,600 bears in that area last year and again this year. Friends of the Wisconsin Wolf and Wildlife Executive Director Melissa Smith says killing bears doesn't fix the problem.
Got to be, let's get rid of the problem that caused these bears to come into town in the first place.
Smith says she'd like to see more preventative measures taken. McFarland says roughly two-thirds of all bear complaints last year were resolved by educating people about bear behavior. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.